coming out of my cage, and I'll be doing just fine. Gotta be. Okay. The song slaps, all right? I'm sorry you don't like it, but the song slaps.
You know, the worst thing is when he and Chris are in the office just discussing about what a great song it is. It's like, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, if you don't like
quiet
Lonzo,
down so I can get some work done.
If you don't dislike things Lonzo dislikes, you're just bad at life.
That's
you're
not true.
Poor.
I just explained to you what that song was about, and I don't understand why it's your anthem. That's all. I mean, you know,
because some of us,
you're in a secured relationship now.
I am.
I mean, you're married. You're happy.
I am.
Why are you clinging to a song that's talking about cheating?
Because that song to a lot of us. When we got to a point in America that we realized, oh, it's okay to actually feel feelings and not just drink your way through them, that song came of age at the same time that some of us were starting to learn lessons about love and heartbreak and insecurity, and it connected with us. And now we have come into being the generation that has money and expendable income and likes things, so all the stuff that we thought was cool, it's all coming back because now we have money. I don't, but we do.
I'm just saying, can I borrow $500 then? I got to go to the doctor today. I need some money.
All right, let's get to some more stuff. Lane Kiffin is in the news. Lane Kiffin said yesterday in an interview that was published by On3, Lane Kiffin said yesterday that there were coaches that do not want to play in the SEC championship game. He said, quote, I've talked to other coaches, so I'll just kind of give you the feeling from some other coaches that they don't want to be in it. You know, the reward to get a bye in the CFP versus the risk to get knocked out completely. I mean, that's a really big risk. I think it has ended up being a very unique situation of all postseason sports, the way that system is set up there. How could you go to the SEC championship game and get knocked out of the CFP race? And if you don't go to the SEC championship game, you are in, end quote. On3 points out that if Ole Miss, which is still a possibility, were to find itself in the SEC championship game against either Texas or A&M, other teams like Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama won't be given the opportunity to lose a third game like the Rebels, or whichever two-loss team makes the title game would. Kiffin said it's no secret that the current conference championship model is diluting the meaning of wanting to play for a conference title. He said there's a cost and benefit to everything. There's great benefits to this playoff system and so many people being excited and fans and programs and more games. And then there's cost too. The conference championships don't mean as much, end quote. So where are we right now? There are six SEC teams that have a bona fide, genuine path to the college football playoffs. Ole Miss, Texas, Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee. I would also point out that, again, I have not thought, we've been having this conversation for a couple of weeks now, ever since Heather Dinich made her way onto the Pat McAfee show and said, oh, you know, if Georgia loses a third to Tennessee, I wouldn't count them out from being the 12th at-large team. And my response was then and remains now. I do not think that there is room for a three-loss team in the 12-team playoffs. I think there will just be too many two-loss and one-loss teams that can't go in. I don't see it playing out that way. But if it is going to play out that way, yeah, I think South Carolina's in that mix. I just don't think there's room for a three-loss team. However, I think Lane makes a point here, and it is a point we have talked about on this show before. If our SEC championship ends up being insert a pair of two-loss teams here, if our SEC championship game ends up being, and we don't even have to insert a two-loss team, we can look at one-loss teams. Just to kind of convolute it up a little bit, because that's always fun to make chaos where it's unnecessary. But if we're looking at the SEC, you have one loss Texas and one loss Texas A&M. Those two teams will play each other. There will be likely pending chaos, which yes, please. But there will likely be one-loss Southeastern Conference team. Either one-loss Texas or one-loss Texas A&M. That means you are going to have a two-loss team go in. The two-loss teams will be either Texas or Texas A&M, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Ole Miss. So, my question is, should there be, if you are the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, should there be, is there justification for keeping a three-loss team, and this is pertinent to your Buckeyes in the Big Ten as well, Lonzo. Probably not for this year, but for years in the future. Should there be a qualification that the College Football Playoff Selection Committee takes into consideration that says, if you are a one-loss team who participates in and loses your SEC or your conference championship game, that a conference championship loss does not hurt you the way that a regular season loss does? Would you take into consideration some sort of tweak that says if you lose in a conference championship game, you cannot be ranked lower, at least in the College Football Playoff rankings. You cannot be ranked lower than a team that does not make it. So let's say, well, let's use Ole Miss since we're talking about Lane. Let's say Texas beats Texas A&M. Ole Miss gets in via the tiebreaker for the second team. Texas versus Ole Miss. And let's say Texas, who has been inside of the top three all season long, even with the loss to Georgia. If Texas beats Ole Miss, Texas has one loss. Ole Miss has three losses, but they did play an extra game. Should they not have the right to still be ranked ahead of Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and Texas A&M in that case? Or do we say, no, even if you played the extra game, you still lost, you have to go to the back of the line? Because there's going to be...
Do you decline and say, no, we don't want to play in the championship?
I don't know. I mean, in a world where Ole Miss, let's say, ends the season 10-2 and ranked number 7, yeah, right? Like, wouldn't you? If I gave you right now, you have a 1-2 chance to win the SEC, or you have a 1-12 chance to win the national championship, which one are you taking? Because I think 99% of us are taking the chance to win the Natty. Are we not?
You can't guarantee you're going to be picked, though. I mean, it won't look favorable on you if you go, nah, I don't want to do that.
Which two-loss SEC team today is not getting picked? Because I don't have one. All right, we'll talk more about this when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. So we are talking about the comments of one Ole Miss head coach, Lane Kiffin, who said that there are SEC coaches who do not want to participate in the Southeastern Conference Championship game, and said that the justification for that belief is that if a two-loss team was to get in, was to lose the SEC Championship game and take loss number 3, the belief is that team would likely be dropped behind other SEC teams and teams from other conferences that have only 2 losses but also did not play for the SEC Championship game. And my answer is, what, if anything, do we do about this? Because it is a very realistic possibility. In fact, I would even go so far as to say at this point, it is a probability. Texas and Texas A&M are both 5-1. Texas and Texas A&M will play each other on rivalry weekend. One of those two teams will take loss number 2, meaning that in the SEC, you will have a one-loss Texas team that has earned a berth in the Southeastern Conference Championship game. And more than likely, will also have earned a playoff spot, as the maximum number of losses they can have will be 2. And I do not think there are too many two-loss teams that are going to get left out from the SEC and the Big Ten. You will have then two-loss loser of that game. Let's say for hypothetical sake, it's Texas A&M. You will have two-loss A&M, two-loss Georgia, two-loss Tennessee, two-loss Alabama, and two-loss Ole Miss. Breathing down their necks will be three-loss South Carolina, who will have played five out of their final six games against top 25 teams and won them. So, my question mark here is, not does Lane have a point? Because he does. Now, you can make the argument that there should be pride in winning your conference. You can make the argument that you want a head coach who wants to win the Southeastern Conference. And I'm fine with that. Although I would put the ball in your court. And I would ask you this question. If I gave you a berth to the SEC championship game or your conference championship game, oh choice. I can give you a berth, and hell, I'll just for the fun of it, give you a berth and make you a 3-point favorite in that game. I can give you a berth in your conference championship game. But along with that comes the knowledge that if you were to lose that conference championship game, you are definitively out of the college football playoff landscape. Or I am a magical football genie and I can offer you the other side of that equation. I can guarantee you that you will not go to the conference championship game of your conference of choice. But in refusing a berth to the conference championship game of your choice, you are guaranteed a spot, not a win, but a spot in the college football playoffs, whether you got to play in the opening round or not. I will offer you one of two. You can have a guaranteed berth in your conference championship game with a guarantee that if you lose it, you are not going to the playoff. Or I can guarantee you, you do not go to the conference championship game, but if you do not go to the conference championship game, I guarantee you a college football playoff spot. Lonzo, do you have a preference from the magical football genie?
If you guarantee that you have a spot in the national championship tournament, I'm going with that.
Yeah.
But you also, if you're in that tournament, good shot. You're going to face whoever won the conference that you would have faced anyway.
Eventually. Maybe so. Maybe so. And there's a, listen, again, along with a berth in the conference championship game, comes the reality that if you win it, you're catching a bye, right? Now, if you lose it, you're out entirely. But if you win it, you are catching a bye. I will tell you right now, I'm skipping the conference championship game for a berth in the playoffs. Even if it means I am guaranteed to have to play a first round game and not get a bye, I will take a guaranteed ticket to the college football playoffs before a guaranteed ticket with the possibility of being left out entirely. And that is what Lane Kiffin is talking about here. If Ole Miss ends up being the team that is selected to go be the opponent of the winner of the Texas v. Texas A&M contest, if they are, hypothetically, and they go lose that game, Ole Miss would likely be ranked after the loser of the Texas-Texas A&M game, assuming that they aren't the team selected to go play for the conference championship, after Georgia, after Tennessee, after Alabama, and potentially, depending on what South Carolina does against Clemson, potentially after South Carolina as well. They could go from being a two-loss team that is currently ranked number 9 in the country, that is currently ranked number 6 in the SEC, but 6 with like a breath between 2 and 5 or 2 and 6. They could go from being ranked in that spot to being ranked down at like number 15, 16, 17 for playing in an extra game. That team's number 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10, numbers are hard, did not get an invitation to.
Yeah, but from
he has a point, right?
No, he does. But from a fan perspective, that stinks because you missed a chance to see your team play an extra game.
Sure, but again, I just asked you, Zoe, fan.
No, I didn't answer as a fan. The logical thing is, yeah, you go on and have a chance at the big prize, not just the other prize.
Yeah,
but as a fan, I would like to see them play in the conference championship and then play in the national championship.
Sure. Listen, if I'm Texas, I'm super hyped up if I beat A&M. If I'm A&M and I beat Texas, I'm super hyped up. We got a chance to go win an SEC championship. And as we all know, that just means more. So I'm jacked through the roof if I'm the winner of the A&M Texas game to go play for a Southeastern Conference trophy. For sure, without a doubt. But if I am any of the two lost teams, I am well aware that more than likely, if I'm one of the two lost teams, more than likely, I'm going to the playoff as a two-loss team. I'm going. And if I go play in the SEC championship and I come out of that game as a three-loss team, I'm now probably not going to the 12-team playoff. And I would rather a 1-12 shot in the playoff than a 1-2 shot to win the conference. But if it's the one where I don't win the conference, I have zero shot at the playoffs.
All right, very hypothetical here, and I'm sure there's a math way for this to happen. Let's say Ohio State loses to Indiana, but still has a shot to play in the Big Ten championship. Why would they not want to avenge the loss to Oregon? So you're going in with two losses, going up against Oregon, knowing that if you lost to Oregon, then you would have three losses.
Because avenging a loss is making your ego and your pride feel better, whereas if you go and you lose that game to Oregon, you know what you don't get? A trip to the national championship,
Agreed.
So again, if I said right now, and let's even spice it up, Lonzo.
But it makes you look soft. I know in the end, that doesn't matter. It's about getting there and winning, but still.
As somebody who regularly tells me that you don't give a good gosh darn, that's a direct quote, about how other people feel about you or their opinions about you, Zoe, I can't imagine a world in which to you or anybody else, soothing my ego by righting the wrong of an Oregon L in a game that you absolutely can lose, right? It's not a guarantee.
Well, I would just say from a player standpoint, I would want to face Oregon again. No matter if we lost, we'd be out of the playoff. I would want to face the team that beat us.
As a player, and maybe this is just, I mean, I can't speak as a college football player because I wasn't one, but I would like to think that as a college football player, I want a chance at immortality. I want a chance at having my name connected to being a national champion, which is something that 1% of 1% of college football players get to experience. I don't give a good Rudy Patootie backside about the Oregon Ducks if the alternative is I got a chance to be one of 12 teams playing for a natty.
Unless your NIL has a clause that the more games that you play, the more money you make, then you want to play that game.
I mean, maybe so.
Because you want to make some more money.
But I can tell you that if I'm a guy that's coming back to the Buckeyes next year, I know how I can guarantee more NIL money. Hey, Bob's Used Cars, you sign me up with an NIL deal, I'll bring that championship bling to your dealership every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Come on by and take a picture with reigning, defending, undisputed national champion Rob Brown and that 49 carats of championship ice he's sporting every Tuesday from 7 to 8 at Bob's Used Cars. Right? Like, there's no justification, zero, outside of your ego, that would make me want to play for a conference championship if the punishment for losing that is I can't go to the playoff and the prize for not playing it is I'm guaranteed a spot to the playoff. Lane Kiffin's spot on correct. Texter said, Rob, only one issue with that hypothetical. South Carolina will be a four-loss team.
Well.
Thank you, Clemson fan.
Texter said, do they put out the final 12 CFP rankings before or after conference championship games? That'll be after. Texter said, too many candy asses in football. Listen, if you just want to say candy ass, you have my permission. You're a grown-up. Sports flash.
I just try to figure out 49 carats. Why not 50? I don't know. I don't know about carats. Last night in Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans defeated the Dallas Cowboys 34-10. Texans running back Joe Mixon ran for 109 yards and three touchdowns. That's pretty good. While C.J. Stroud threw for 257 yards. Dallas is 0-5 at home this year. That means they haven't won any at home this year. That's none at all. Pittsburgh Pirates ace Paul Skeens was named Major League Baseball's NL Rookie of the Year alongside Yankees' Luis Gil. Skeens beat out Jackson Merrill and Jackson Kurios, while Gil beat Austin Wells and Colton Cowser for the award. Did it. Nailed it, finally, on the last one. Tune in this Friday at 7 p.m. as the Burns Rebels continue their run in the playoffs against the Spartanburg Vikings. It's Burns versus Spartanburg right here on your home for Burns Rebels football. The Fan, Upstate.